Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me as always is Chip Januszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you this week?
Doing great. How about you, Eric?
Doing fantastic.
As I just said, today is the 36th anniversary of me becoming a papa. My oldest son is 36 today, which is pretty cool, and he's already caught one carp.
There you go. Nothing better than catching a carp on your birthday.
Life is good.
So today, we're going to talk about a holistic system of success that Chip has put together. And we call it living the four P's and connecting the dots. So, Chip, why don't you start by telling us what the four P's are, and then we'll get into everything.
Well, the four P's are my formula for happiness and success. As most of you folks know, I am the Happiness and Success GPS, and the formula for that is living life with the four P's, which is purpose, passion, positivity, and a plan. And we're going to talk a little bit more about parlaying that into a solid foundation and so on, but if you have those four P's going for you, you're on your way.
Excellent. So how does someone start off with this? I mean, we've talked with a number of systems that it all comes down to a foundation. If you don't build a solid foundation, everything above it is a house of cards. So how do you move forward to build that solid foundation?
This is really a culmination of kind of like all my materials kind of rearranged. I just came up with this happiness and success connecting the dots format literally a couple months ago, and I'm having a lot of fun presenting it that way this year. But basically what I have is I have three different sets of dots. The first sets of dots are in what I call your journey, and these are your life's experiences and your influence. This is everything that's happened to you so far in your life, and then all the influences that you've had on the outside world. So the second set of dots I call you. It's what makes you up right now. And that is your mindset and your attitude, which has probably been heavily influenced by the life experiences and influences. And then also your virtues and beliefs and things that you stand for deep down inside of you. The third dot under you is your personal plan. And this is what I encourage people to start looking towards making. This is finding your purpose and passion. Most people, as I have talked about before, are stuck. And their personal plan is just living day to day in what I call the land of Sameville, Sameville. Which is just choosing to live day to day, letting the outside world, which you can't control, run your life. So what I say is you need to take your mindset and your attitude and your virtues and beliefs, get those positive and make a personal plan. And then taking what you have and what you've experienced, all we are living in is the present moment, which is the fourth set of dots. And the fourth set of dots starts with foundation. And when I talk about my happiness and success formula of foundation preparation, and then the step-by-step, foundation is always, number one, a positive mindset, which is our choice. We can get out of Sameville anytime and go to positivity. Number two, being an unconditional giver. There's no lack out in the world, and you're going to attract exactly what you give. Number three is realizing that the person in the mirror, you are an entrepreneur. You are 100% in control of your life. And then number four is finding that purpose and passion in you. So foundation is what leads to where your fifth P, which is your perspective, is. Perspective is the magic word that either has caused all the problems in the world or all the elations in the world. The bottom line is most of the problems that have ever happened since mankind started walking the earth is a result of one person or one country or one religion forcing their perspective upon another. It's called the conflict perspective. And conflict leads to disastrous results, wars, and a lot of other bad, bad things. However, if you change your perspective based upon your positive foundation and your perspective is positive, then the response to your events in your life can be positive also. This parlays with Jack Canfield's formula from the first of the 60 success principles, which is called take 100% control of your life. This formula is E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. And most people's response is to blame the outcome on events without thinking. If you have a positive perspective, then what you can do instead of automatically blaming, you can just have a mindful moment and observe without judging, apply your positive perspective, and change your response to something positive, which is going to change the fourth dot there, your outcome, the positivity. So the present moment dots are the foundation, actually guiding your perspective, which guides your responses to things, which guides your outcomes. So that's it. And I can summarize these things towards the end because I have the dots, just five of them, as far as the logical sequence goes. But everything here is related. And you know, I'm really happy with the way this turned out. And I think I've used this term before that I learned from Dr. Ivan Meisner, who founded BNI. This is not rocket science, what I'm talking about. These are all BFOs, blinding flashes of the obvious. And if we really put our thinking caps on and look at things this way, this is the way things really are. And what I'm here to do, and I know what you do philosophy-wise also, is to spread the word for this, because this needs spreading and it's not talked about enough at all.
Absolutely. It really is important. And one of the things I like about this system is that not only are you taking actions, but you're taking what has already happened to you, your life experiences, and you're putting it together with a belief system. And that's something that a lot of people fail to do. And there's an old saying, if you don't stand for anything, you'll fall for anything. And it's very important for people to figure out what exactly it is they stand for. And so by belief system, I'm not necessarily referring to religious beliefs. I'm talking about things that are personal to you, what it is you stand for as an individual. And that's very important. Very few people ever give thought to that.
Yeah, and these are really things, I mean, thinking about it is great, looking at the mirror, writing things down, and so on and so forth. But what these really are your core beliefs that are coming from your heart. These are feelings, and it goes far beyond just, you know, thoughts and this and that, whatever. And the bottom line is, the more that you expose yourself to positivity, you can actually shift these feelings in your heart to more positive things going on just by working on it. The bottom line is, we do have our subconscious system. And if you go to bed after a bad day thinking about, oh my God, I don't want to get up tomorrow, you're going to have a miserable night and you're going to have a miserable day tomorrow. If you go to bed tonight, on the other hand, and think about everything that you're grateful for in your life and all of your accomplishments and so on and so forth, you're going to have a really good night's sleep and wake up with a smile on your face tomorrow and cruise through the day in a positive manner. And all that is your choice. And all we are here is the voice of awareness that you can do that. In a lot of cases, it's obviously easier said than done, but it is a choice. And we need to work on ourselves, because if we want to give our best selves, we have to become our best selves. And it's okay to pat ourselves on the back and really scream with joy for all the accomplishments and all the gratitude that we have in our life, and not from a selfish standpoint. It's just what it is. This is what we are all meant to be.
Yeah, I like where you're talking about getting a good night's sleep, because there's actually a condition called Sunday night insomnia, and it actually affects a huge amount of people. And what this is people do not sleep well on Sunday night because they're so worried about what's going on Monday morning. And they're coming from the weekend where they've gotten a chance to relax and they're focusing on themselves. And now Monday morning, they know they've got to head into work, head into their job. And the stress of heading back to work causes insomnia on Sunday nights. And this is something that certainly as an entrepreneur, but even if you're working for someone else, you've got to figure out how you can transition your work to something that's not causing you so much stress that you're hitting that Sunday night insomnia.
Yeah, and this is where, you know, getting back to the present moment dots, if you really, really work on the foundation piece of it, which starts with developing and maintaining a positive mindset, that's where it all happens. And the bottom line is there are tools for developing that, which You know, we talked about gratitude journals. We've talked about a victory log, writing down everything great that's ever happened in your life, all your accomplishments and so on and so forth. And you have vision boards, mindfulness, which is just pausing without judging. The best tool you got too, which you can turn on at any point in time, is go to that mirror and smile at yourself. The bottom line is, you might think it's silly for a little bit, you cannot stay down if you continue to smile at yourself. So you use those tools to develop the mindset, and then the maintenance mechanism is gratitude. It's 100% gratitude, feeling it, acting upon it. And then the other maintenance tools is what I call the throwouts. And these are all the bad habits that we have developed, because this is what we've been taught since mankind started walking the earth: consequence-based living. If then, fear-based things. If you do this, then a bad thing's going to happen. I'm right, you're wrong. All that kind of thing. You have to throw out criticizing. You have to throw out judging. You have to throw out complaining. All those different things. And they take work to do. They're easier said than done. But consider how you would feel if you go a whole day without doing all those things. It's just amazing. And that's how you develop and maintain that positive foundation, which is the key to everything. If that's what's fueling your perspective, everything else falls into place.
And that positive perspective is so important. And it's more than just believing you can do things, or, you know, looking at things in a positive way. Unfortunately, most of us are trained almost since birth that there is lack. There's not enough to go around. You know, if somebody else has it, then you can't have it. And you have to switch that mindset from a mindset of lack to a mindset of abundance. And actually, I don't know if I should say spoiler alert on this one, but if you're one of the few people that's going to see but hasn't yet seen Avengers Infinity War, the entire motivation of the villain in this movie is a mindset of lack. He believes there are not enough resources for all of the people in the universe. And, you know, in the movie, he comes to the ridiculous conclusion that the only way to solve this problem is to kill off half the people in the universe. While the decision he makes is obviously not a realistic one, the mindset that he has, that there simply isn't enough and there never will be, is something that's very common. And it's one of the first things that you need to overcome in order to really progress forward. And it is one of the hardest things to overcome, because it's been ingrained in us from day one. Oh, everything is limited. There's limits, limits. And we've got to get past that.
Oh yeah, that the expectations that other people supposedly have of you, which result from that, and that you have for yourself. Again, these are all choices. And we talked a week ago or 2 weeks ago about dealing with adversity and so on and so forth. That one magic question that you ask yourself, is this true? Is it really true? When you come to these different circumstances, there's ways to debunk everything just by taking a look at the way things really are. So that is a magic question. And the bottom line is, it takes work, but by putting things in perspective, most of the things that drive you to a negative perspective, and I would dare say all of them, aren't really true.
Yeah, and it's so important to be able to look past that, because the things that aren't true are the things we're surrounded by. You hear them all the time, and it's very difficult to focus past them. But if you don't focus past them, you'll never hit success, because you can't stay in the mindset of, oh, this can't be done, that can't be done. I had a conversation with someone a couple of days ago, and I brought up something I used to say in a lot of talks, which was, you know, 100 years ago, it was impossible for man to fly. 50 years ago, it was impossible to walk on the moon. 30 years ago, it was impossible to put a computer in your pocket. 20 years ago, it was impossible to post something so it could be seen all over the world. Things are only impossible until they aren't. So what impossible thing will you do today? And you have to understand that nothing, again, things are only impossible until someone figures out how to do them. And there's no reason that you can't be that person.
Yeah, it does take a little bit of work, but if you attack it with a positive, mindful moment, again, you're just going 1 minute at a time, one reaction at a time, one response at a time. We've talked about failing your way forward, and you're just one step closer to success. It's all positive mindset. And, you know, one of the things that I like to do during these talks is when I get to perspective, I like to do my wordplay exercises. And I have all the negative words on one side, and then I turn them around 180 degrees. So you got criticized to compliment, you got lack to abundance, things like that. And most importantly, you got yes, but, and change it to yes, and. If you use the word and instead of but for a whole week, anytime you're coming to a situation where you're looking negatively at things, think about what that would do for your life. Think about what that would do if everybody else that you approached used yes and for a week. And if you're running a business or working with people, play that game this week. Let's play the yes and game and see what happens with results. You know, we talked about masterminding and putting minds together and so on and so forth, but the word and is one of the best collaborators ever.
Absolutely. When you say but, what you're really saying is that can't be done. Here's why I think it can't be done. When you say and, you've already made that mindset shift that yes, it can be done. Now let's figure out how.
Yeah, it's coming up with reasons that you can't do it versus figuring out how to make it happen.
Exactly. And once you've accepted that it can be done, your mindset shifts to figure out how. Now, you mentioned earlier the you section of your dots, and in that you section is your personal plan.
Yes.
What needs to be in someone's personal plan? How can they start putting that together?
This is your own personal strategic plan for every part of your life. I probably should have explained this more, but where this came from is you and I both do business planning and strategic planning and so on and so forth, and all businesses need that. And what a strategic plan is in simple terms is here's where we are, here's where we're going, here's how we're getting there. And as a business, that means putting together sales projections, your business development strategies, your operational strategies, and so on. And by dealing with these business people that didn't have those, that's what maybe came up with the word Sameville in the first place. It became crystal clear that whatever you do in business has to be a function of what's inside of you. Everybody needs a personal strategic plan to cover all areas of their life. So what this is all about is taking a look at your health and your spirituality and things you like to do for leisure, obviously your profession, your finances, all these little things, and coming up with different things that you want to do with all these. Write them down and come up with a personal strategic plan, which is just coming up with a priority of things to do, smart goaling them, and just going ahead and doing that. And once you have that going for you, that will drive you towards more of a positive foundation for getting things done. Because if you're working on yourself, it's automatically going to be help you develop your positive mindset. So your personal plan is so important because it's what gets you out of bed every day. It's what keeps you pumped. And it's something that you should be sharing with other people too, because it's going to influence them to do that also.
And people don't realize just how powerful that plan is. I mean, you mentioned health. And a lot of people go, well, you know, your health is your health. What can really be done? And there's been so much lately about, you know, well, how much of it is genetic? But we don't know what we don't know. And there's actually a new branch of science that people started looking into just a few years ago that found out that your environment, your actions, can actually change your genes. Now, think about that for a moment. What you are doing, what you are thinking, can actually change your genetic makeup. That's how powerful taking action is. And so putting together a plan as to what those actions are, you can change your life.
That's what it's all about. That's what the personal plan is all about. Because if you do that and you work towards it, you are going to have a much better life.
So in all of this is your foundation, which leads to the four P's. And we've talked a lot about positive mindset. Now, what's the difference in your mind between a positive mindset and a positive perspective?
A perspective is the way that you look at things. And obviously, your perspective is influenced by your mindset. Your mindset is either positive, negative, and so on and so forth. And your perspective is how you look at things, which drives how you respond to things. So I put the perspective between your foundation, which positive mindset, unconditional giving influences that. So does realizing that you are in charge. My perspective is I am in charge. Therefore, this event is not to be blamed on somebody else. And then also finding your purpose and passion. That's the foundation piece of things. And if your foundation is just a coast day to day in the land of Saneville, that's going to influence your perspective too. You're going to get up and say, what the heck? I'm just going to coast. Your perspective is going to be, okay, here's another event. Here's another outcome. The event caused the outcome, plain and simple. But a positive foundation puts that pausing without judging into your perspective, which influences your into the response, which is influenced by your perspective. And that's the key. If you can have a pause, you can change your response, which is the only way you change the outcomes in your life. You know, the old saying goes that trying to do the same thing over and over again is just the definition of insanity, because nothing's going to change until you change something. And your response is what needs to be changed.
Absolutely. And your response is so important. And that's something else that people find it hard to accept, that an event doesn't cause your reaction. Your reaction is of your choosing. You look at that event, you can choose to have a knee-jerk response and do something quickly, or take that step back, look at what the event is, and react differently. And that change in reaction changes your outcome. As you were talking about earlier, E plus R equals O. And changing that outcome is everything. Because if you make the outcome beneficial to you, rather than blaming someone and immediately making it negative, it changes your life. It changes how you see things. It changes what happens from that point forward.
It also changes how you interact with people in the workplace and on projects and so on and so forth. Because if you're all coming from the same foundation and perspective and responding by observing and working together, this presentation is something that I love doing for businesses and workforces and so on and so forth, who, instead of, you know, I'm looking down on you because I'm the boss, do it my way, it's already always been done this way. It makes things a whole lot easier to do at work once you develop this philosophy to work together with a positive perspective and realizing everybody's talents and so on. That will influence positive responses. It's really what masterminding is all about for positive results. So this works not only in life. Outcomes are in life. They're also in the workplace. Outcomes are outcomes. If you want to change them, no matter what the situation is, you got to change your response.
And working with the team doing this, that team really does become more than the sum of its parts, because people are growing from each other's, not just mindset, but reactions. So the final outcome for a team is not what it would be if a whole bunch of people are sitting together. It's what would it be if one person is standing on top of another to reach higher. So it really is amazing how you can, you know, connect the dots. And I love the phrase connecting the dots, because it also implies that all of these things are parts. But when you connect all the dots, you get the picture that is your life and your success.
Yeah, and it took me quite a while to come up with a really catchy title, but I think this one does it, because really all it does is just a logical sequence of things. I mean, I've always taught these different things, but they were kind of like individual components. But putting this together, the way that it fell together was just amazing. Connecting the dots, I just love that phrase, because really it's how you solve problems. It's, you know, I connected the dots to come up with this presentation in the first place.
Exactly. All right, we're coming up on the end of our time. So what is the one takeaway you want our listeners to have from connecting the dots?
Okay, if you picture my final diagram, you have living with the four P's, which is purpose, passion, positivity, and a plan, provides the first dot, a solid foundation for developing the next dot, a positive mindset, which fuels the next dot, a positive perspective, which influences the next dot, a mindful, positive response to life's events, which results in the ultimate dot, positive outcomes. That's how it flows.
All right. I think the big takeaway is that this is a process. It's not something that magically happens. You take one step in front of the next step, and then the next step, and that's how you get where you're going. It's about building on everything you've done and continuing to build. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. You can catch us every week on blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase. You can actually also find us on the iTunes Store, the Apple Podcasts app, and wherever you find podcasts. Remember, make this your best week ever, and make next week even better. See you then.